Hey, what's up, Street Dogs? Eric here from the Eric and Street Photography blog. Still gonna share with you some rando turbo thoughts on this notion I have. So, the body's inspired, the mind is inspired. So, I think all of us, we're all searching for motivation, for inspiration, and stuff like that. But the biggest issue is that, you know, there's certain times where we feel a little stagnant, we don't feel inspired, motivated to move, whatever. And this is my basic notion. If you want to be mentally motivated or inspired, you must also strive to become physically motivated, inspired. So there's a reason why all of the best thoughts that we have come to us while we're walking or when we're moving. Even for me, actually, some of my best ideas come to me when I'm at the gym. And I think that there's this wrong notion that there's some sort of disconnect between the body and the mind, is that we think that if one just gets this ultimate mastery over their mind, then the body is kind of useless. Now, this is kind of a bad idea because essentially philosophers and thinkers and scholars tend to denigrate the body, meaning he's like, oh, the body is superfluous, the body is not necessary, we could just upload our minds to the cloud and we could just, you know, thrive in a mental culture. But the problem is there tends to be no more respect, admiration, or notions of a physical culture. Now, I think physical culture is insanely important because even for myself, often most of my best ideas come to me when I'm actually physically inspired, when I'm physically motivated, when I'm actually walking and I'm moving and I'm thinking. And so, if your personal goal is to find more mental motivation or artistic motivation, creative motivation, just try to just move more. And I know for me, my personal benefit in life has been living, you know, in a city where I don't need to own a car. Me and Cindy, we don't own a car. And we could just kind of essentially walk everywhere. And so for me, it's so funny because, like, it seems so basic, right? Like, the more I walk, the happier I am. And striving to live a life where I could walk as much as I can is probably one of the best ways to live life. And Cindy told me this quote from Ali Wong's new book. It's like, apparently there's some sort of Chinese proverb that health starts from the feet upwards, which I love, because if you have healthy feet, legs, and you walk around, move around a lot, then perhaps the rest of your body will follow, your mind and stuff like that. So consider, I think a lot of people who tend to be depressed or has some sort of mental maladies tend to spend too much time indoors and not moving around much. Consider, if you're walking and hiking like 20 miles a day, you know, you don't essentially have the opportunity or the credence to feel depressed, because, you know, your body's moving. And even if you think about the basic terms, what is the point of having a body? What's the point of having a mind? And certainly the body is more important than the mind, because the mind essentially evolved consciousness in order to serve the body, right? Is that, you know, apparently the notion of us having a brain is to coordinate our movement for us in order to walk like a biped and procure food and resources and stuff like that. If we don't need to move anymore, what need do we have of a brain? Essentially none. So generally, if you look at the animal kingdom, the brain grows in proportion to the necessity of an animal necessary to move and procure food, nutrition, and so forth. So if you look at a lot of stuff like that don't have to move, like trees don't have to move much. You know, a tree doesn't have a brain, nor do there's something called like a sea squirt or something like that, where it, when it's born, it has a brain, and then it's, you know, swimming around the ocean trying to find some sort of highly nutritious areas. And then, once it finds a good spot, it burrows its tentacles into the ocean floor, and then it continues to consume its own brain. And the thing, the reason why this is hilarious is that, I mean, my thought is, perhaps, once we no longer need to move, we have no more need of a brain. And so when we have a certain lifestyle or we live in a certain society that doesn't require us to move, then perhaps we start getting a lot of mental problems, mental issues, because, you know, truth be told, in modern society, we don't actually need to move much, right? We could wake up, we're sitting in cars or driving to work, we're in office, you know, we're probably sitting down all day. And so maybe if the body's inspired, the mind is inspired too. So if you want creative ideas or thoughts or to feel happier, don't find inspiration to move, just start moving, and then the inspiration will come. That's the turbo thought of the moment. More thoughts to come. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.